Gennady Gladkov from Moscow, Russia. Everything was as expected. I was here last year. It was a lot of fun. It was productive. I met a lot of interesting people, both personally and for business. This year, it was the same. Different hotel and different people, but it was still very fun and productive.
То есть, опять же, да, как говорится, два в одном флаконе, и личное общение, и тот самый нетворкинг, обмен контактами.
Well, yeah, that's what it's supposed to do, I suppose, and I think the guy succeeded once again.
То есть, через год мы снова увидимся.
You betcha.
My name is Noa Tal, and I'm from Jerusalem, Israel. My biggest impression is that there is a lot of entrepreneurs and businessmen in the Jewish community in the Baltics, and I didn't know that before. I feel that there is a strong network that taking place here and is getting stronger and stronger every year.
Is there a hope that next year maybe more Israelis come to Beijing on the weekend?
For sure, it's something that the Israelis would be interested in.
Thank you.
I'm born in Melbourne, Australia. I grew up there for most of my life, and I currently live for the last 14 years in Manhattan. And I work as a rabbi at a large congregation in Manhattan, and I also work full-time for the Birthright Israel Foundation. When I first was told and invited to come, it was by the Schusterman Foundation, and they said there was a wonderful convention of Jews from the Baltic region, and I don't think I really knew exactly where the Baltic region was and which countries were in the Baltic region, but the more I did some research and the more I had some Skype calls with Leila and Sasha and learned about the participants, I was very excited to be here. Nothing would have prepared me adequately for the feelings that I have now after 3 days of spending many hours, not a lot of sleep, connecting to the individuals and observing the group from the inside. Tremendously inspiring to see how Jews that have a limited background and formal education and Jewish upbringing feel so connected and so desire to be in touch with their community and their heritage and stay close to each other is truly inspirational.
Is there a huge difference between young professionals in States, for instance, or in Baltics?
So young professionals in general, I think there might be many similarities. I think obviously there are cultural differences. But if you ask me young Jewish professionals, then I think it's a very different answer. Mm-hmm. I think there's a tremendous difference between young Jewish professionals mm-hmm. here in the Baltic state and in America. Even those in America that have little or no background, mm-hmm. There still seem to be a different approach, and I would say probably more apathetic towards the Judaism. Mm-hmm. Nothing seems to be taken for granted here, and we, the Jews here are all feeling connected and feel strong and proud. And some people told me that they were encouraged by their colleagues at work not to tell everybody they're Jewish, and I said that I want to tell people they're Jewish, they're proud of it. Mm-hmm. And they seem a lot more connected than Jews sometimes in America.
Maybe beside a Jewish question, what is your biggest feeling here in Baltics? What will you say about Baltics when you will be asked in the United States, for instance?
I think that the regularity of attending the sauna is a great thing. I think it's good for the mind, body and spirit. I think the Baltic balsam is a good drink. Mm-hmm. And I think that the people were very nice. It was a great experience. And hopefully we can continue this connection, and hopefully we'll come back one day.
Sure. My name is Justin Dangle. I'm an entrepreneur from the United States. My last company was Goji, which is the third company that I have founded or co-founded. In addition to that, I've been active in government and public policy for most of my career, including running Voter.com, which was the largest political internet company of the 2000 election cycle.
President election in the United States, could you predict some half a year ago that Trump will be one of two candidates?
I don't think any analyst really predicted that Trump would be as successful as he's been. And it seems like he is in a good position to get the Republican nomination, but it's not certain. Although I think that people will look back on this presidential election as having been the most interesting but most predictable election in recent history. I think the overwhelming favorite to become the president is Secretary Clinton.
What's the secret of Trump's success?
I think, first of all, I think people need to understand that Trump's success is with a small group of people. America obviously has two major political parties, and about a third of Americans, roughly, are Republicans. Slightly more than that are Democrat, and the rest are independents. And so Trump is getting about half of the people in the Republican Party, which is a third of America. So in total so far, maybe 20% of Americans have expressed support for Trump. I think it's unlikely that he's going to do much better than that if he is the nominee of the Republican Party. I expect that if he's the nominee and Secretary Clinton is the nominee, that it will not be a close election and that she'll win by a lot. My forecast is a landslide victory for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. I think that she will, if Trump is indeed the Republican Party's nominee, mm-hmm. and I think most of the people in the Republican Party see this, mm-hmm. that he will lose and lose by quite a lot mm-hmm. to Secretary Clinton. Donald Trump is representative of the values of some Americans, but most Americans strongly disagree with what he stands for.